I was waiting for a flight in Austin, Texas, a few months back. A young woman approached me and could tell from the puzzled look on my face that I did not recognize her. She smiled and said, "You don't remember me, do you, Blair?" I shook my head. She went on to say, "I was part of one of the first leadership programs that you conducted here at IBM a few years ago, and I want to thank you." At that point, I remembered. Her team had struggled to execute a project that I had given them. They slaved late into the night, pulling out their hair, simply trying to figure out what project they could do and how to complete it by the following morning. There were times when they were not very happy campers. I said to her, "Why are you thanking me?" She again smiled and said, "We pulled off that project, as you remember, right?" I nodded. She said, "Well, that project has lived on and taken a life of its own over the years." Their task was to create a project that would have sustainability beyond the program, but had to be completed overnight. It had to benefit the greater Austin community, not just IBM or their team. What they created was a project to educate, serve, and protect latchkey kids who go home from school alone to empty homes. It was such a resounding success that the local press writers wrote it up, and it spread across the country with all kinds of organizations taking on sponsorship of it. She said, "I hated you when you gave us that assignment. I thought it was unrealistic and impossible. Yet when I saw what we accomplished by standing in the heat together as a team, the results were incredible. I have been promoted many times here at IBM over the last few years. I attribute a lot of it to that day. Whenever I face a challenge that seems impossible, I remember what we accomplished, and I have taken on a mindset that nothing is impossible. It has always blown away everyone that I have ever worked with." We spoke for a while, and then I boarded my plane. As we climbed above the clouds and jetted into the reddening evening sky, I got a little emotional inside. How many children's and families' lives were affected by that team's willingness to stand in the heat? How have the lives and relationships of those team members changed and grown as a result? What if they had just said, "It's too tough," and we give up? How many times have I doubted myself and felt that I was pushing too hard, asking too much of my staff, my friends, my clients, and myself? Yet the laws of physics work for us too, as long as there is a code in place that honors and protects the team and holds it together under pressure. Jim Collins describes the gut-wrenching discussions and issues of companies like Scott Paper, Wells Fargo, and Eckerd Drugs that had to make tough decisions to go from good to great in his book by the same name. He said it was their willingness to deal with the brutal truth that help make them great. Those who give up on issues or feel they're too uncomfortable to deal with end up having to deal with those issues sooner or later. The longer you delay dealing with them, the bigger they get and the tougher they are to resolve. It's like stuffing things into a closet and slamming the door shut instead of properly putting them away. If you keep doing that, sooner or later, you open that door and you have an avalanche, and no one can stop an avalanche. We also have a rule in our company and at home that everyone must commit to regular personal development training, from communication courses to personal counseling. By doing this, everyone works on themselves so they can be emotionally stronger and become better communicators. This is a huge discipline that has allowed everyone on the Rich Dad team to grow and prosper. It has also allowed my wife Eileen and me to grow immensely. Look, you can't go around venting emotions on everybody. I certainly don't advocate stopping this audiobook and screaming at your staff, persecuting your children, or starting a fight with your spouse. That may be your instinct, but it won't solve anything. So what the code does is legislate your behavior. It says that even though you want to run, you can't. Even though you want to scream and dump all your emotions on a colleague or a family member, you can't. It allows you to speak the truth, to force accountability without doing it at the expense of others. The rules say so, and way back when, before emotions were ruling your head, you agreed to it. Trust yourself and the rules. Stick it out, and see the code as a thing that will keep you firmly planted in the heat. If you deal with the situation, you break through it, and you will be transformed. That's what the code of honor is all about. Team checklist. 3 keys for achieving greatness. Number 1, pressure builds great teams in all arenas. Embrace it and don't run from it. Number 2, find constructive ways to release stored emotion so that the evolutionary process can proceed. Exercise, sports, discussion, whatever works. Number 3, use the code to hold the team together under pressure. More than ever, if you stick by it in the heat, you will emerge more powerful, with better results, and with a sense of incredible pride and accomplishment. Team drill. 1. Describe moments of high pressure and how they were handled, well or not so well. How could they have been handled better, knowing what you know now?